Welcome to Another Day Above Ground, a show for, by, and about baby boomers. It's the podcast for people who have no idea how to download a podcast. And now, here's your host, Dale Irvin.
Thank you very much, Farad. That was a very kind introduction. And kindness, my friends, is what we're going to talk about on this edition of Another Day Above Ground. This is the podcast for baby boomers where we celebrate the fact that we're on this side of the turf. We're still alive and kicking or whatever our exercise our knees allow us to do. So we're going to talk about kindness in boomers. To do that, I need the help of my two boomer associates. First, from Indiana, please welcome the Aristotle of comedy, Mr. Tim Slagle.
Well, the first sign, it's spring here, and I understand the first sign of spring is that a Venezuelan ate the first robin.
Because they don't have any food down there, and they're looking to eat anything. Because Carolyn's looking at me like, oh, I don't get that one. Why is Batman in Venezuela? Anyhow. Joining us and that lovely laughter you hear in the background belongs to Carolyn Strauss from Denver, Colorado.
Where we have had more snow in the mountains. We're at like 165% of the amount of snow, and there have been 76 avalanches on I-70 in the past week. So I'm not going to the high country anytime soon. In fact, I got it asked by my agent. They said, well, you live in Colorado, you must ski. And they wanted me to go up to Vail and put on a reindeer costume and ski down the hill. And I thought, there are avalanches, I don't ski, and I don't think the costume would fit. So that was a no. That's my week.
Well, you live in Colorado. Since the legislation, the entire state is the high country.
Exactly. And that's
here comes another caller into the studio. I wonder what they have to say.
Wasn't that a song from The Music Man, 76 Avalanches? In Gary, Indiana, I think. I don't know my musicals.
In the 76 Avalanches and the Big Traffic Jam. Isn't that what it was called?
There you go.
It's crazy. There you go.
Denver, Colorado, Denver, Colorado, Denver, Colorado.
Well, my boomer friends, as you know, we like to talk about all things baby boomer on this show. And I'd like to start this one by following up on a story we had a few episodes back about a giant inflatable colon that was stolen. And it was the stolen colon, and they got it back, and we all said, oh, a giant inflatable colon, that would be nice to have around the yard. And now there's another one. There's a second one that has just sprung up, pardon the pun, at a California hospital, another giant inflatable blowing colon.
And so this one hasn't been stolen yet.
This one has not been a stolen colon. No, it's still there and doing all colon-like things.
Yeah.
I just can't wait until they get one at Wisconsin Dells. That's all. That's all I'm looking forward to.
Tommy Bartlett's colon.
See, and I'm waiting until September, you guys, because did you know that September is prostate month? And I'm imagining, for the kids, it would be finger painting in a bouncy house. That would be the celebration for the prostate month.
Did you see this? The dogs have a 98% success rate at detecting prostate cancer.
Really?
The veterinarians recommend you trim their nails first.
Yeah. So does it aces out the CAT scan?
And that last voice, ladies and gentlemen, that belongs to our esteemed guest for today, because I said we're going to talk about kindness. And so we brought in the guru of kindness, Mr. Tim Gard from Portland, Oregon. And Tim has a whole program about how people should be kinder and what we need to do to be kind. And the other three of us are asking, why? Because
do we have to?
I mean, kindness, I think, is a boomer thing. I remember back, in the 70s, and one of the number one phrases that you heard was be kind, rewind. And it was on every video cassette. But what is kindness, Tim?
Well, the biggest thing for me where it started from is that I realized after paying attention to United Airlines over the last 20 years that unkindness is unprofitable. that if unkindness is unprofitable, then kindness has got to be profitable. You know, it was pretty amazing. Dave Carroll was just one of their passengers several years ago. They broke the guitar. They broke his guitar, thrown, United threw it into the baggage hall and broke the neck on it. And he wanted his money, and they wouldn't give him $1,200 back. They actually treated him very badly. So he wrote a song called United Hates Guitars. Cost United Airlines initially $250 million in lost revenues. And they didn't really get that again after this last guy that they dragged him off the airplane. And they estimate right there that it's cost almost $500 million in initial losses, that basically the policies that different businesses have, that if they have unkind policies that they make their employees enforce, then they're going to get all kinds of really bad, unkind social media. And so the program really revolves around the fact that we need to get rid of some of the policies that are out there that businesses have that cause their employees to be unkind or to do unkind things, because then all they're doing is they're just saying they're following the policy.
So, can you give us an example of one, Tim? Give me an example of a policy that you've seen that actually makes a company unkind.
So United Airlines overbooks, like every airline, will overbook passenger seats. You know, if they only got 300 seats on a plane, they still will overbook it a certain percentage, let's say up to 30%, because people won't show up. And then if everybody does show up, what they do is they ask people to get off the plane. And if they do it, they'll give them a couple $100, and they keep doing that. Well, the next step is then they start shaming people. They'll say, if people don't get off, we're not going to leave. And it reaches a point where finally they, like in this last case, they basically went on and dragged this guy off. And the customer service rep had the ability to say, we were just following United policy. So the policy is they overbook and then let other people deal with it and deal with the people whose lives it disrupts. It's just a great example of an unkind policy.
And their new policy is a kind one, where they actually say, hey, who wants to make some money? I actually, for Delta, I think, is that you actually, up front, you let them know how much money it would take to get you off the plane.
Well, and this was the amazing thing, Tim, was that up until that point, they would give out, the most they give out was like $1,000. And they didn't realize, you know, that actually now I believe it's $10,000. But, you know, if United Airlines would have given him $1 million, they still would have been ahead.
Yeah, sure. But if they gave him $1 million, it would be really hard to give get people to get off the plane for a free drink. Everybody else is we're all in on this, aren't we? We're not leaving for less than a mil.
We're all set. But you know, if you've ever been on a plane, they actually even shame them. They come on the intercom and say to people, you know, if these folks don't leave, they select the person that has the lowest. They have an algorithm that shows what the person with the spent the least amount of money, probably checked in the latest, has the least amount of frequent flyer miles or whatever it is. And those are the ones that they end up asking to leave. And the rules are changing. They are actually changing the entire rules. But it's a great example of something where that's not an FAA regulation. That's the policy of an airline. And they're all different about it.
Go ahead, Dale.
No, I was just, is that kindness, though, or is it just common sense?
Well, the thing is that it's common sense, but in the effect of they are treating people with kindness. If they, you know, first of all, don't have a policy that means you're going to have to drag people off a plane. And common sense or not, it's still a matter of treating people with civility or with kindness. And you're right, you know, baby boomers get this. This is something that most of them, we grew up, you know, be kind, rewind. And remember, you know, I was in Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts and all that stuff. And what's happening is people are becoming more about me, 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 and less about being kind to others. I mean, look at the people at the airport. I just flew back from Chicago. I saw my friend Dale. Here's this guy in the airport. I don't think we can check that order by Tuesday. You know, they put their Bluetooth in and they just talk as loud as they can talk. And the thing is, they don't, Like, we can ship that order by Tuesday. And I'm telling this guy, I need that order by Tuesday.
So, all right. So let's look at Costco's policy, okay? They give out free food at lunchtime on Saturday to make it as crowded as possible. Is that a kind policy or is that just a profit policy?
Well, it depends on what kind of food they're giving away, I guess. You know, if they're making everybody eat kale, I don't know. I mean, even coming from Portland,
that's cruelty.
That's you know, from a business setting, that's one thing. But, you know, I imagine, though, if they were to tell people you can only have one serving. And when somebody comes back to get another serving, they cause a big stink about it, end up kicking them out of the store, that would be a kindness issue.
And the other
I was at a fish fry the other night, and they serve, they put the fish there on the plate at the, you know, because they only have so much fish, and they're putting it on the plate. And I go, could I have a little bit more? And they said, yes, as soon as everyone else eats.
What they did was they made me feel unkind. Yeah.
For a sec. I want more. I don't care about these people waiting in line behind me. I want more fish.
But see, that's the thing, is the policy that was set up is that we're not going to give anybody any more until we've initially served everybody one time. So the policy that's established creates employees required to be unkind. Or to treat people in kind, or to just say, keep, you know, it's like, eat all your fish and then come back. Or, you know, I mean, it's amazing the way people can develop policies as if they're written in stone and they're hard and fast rules. And most of them aren't.
Well, you know, it was a church, so they can be unkind. Oh. They can say, I see you didn't go to communion last week, so you don't get any more fish, sinner.
You want more fish? You want more fish? You see that basket sitting there, huh? That could get you more fish. Put a fiver in that, pal. Well, you know, talking about all kinds of kindness, there was a story that I found this week in Texas where a guy took his house, a lovely house, painted the entire house pink, Pepto-Bismol pink, everything. It's a stone house, painted the stones, painted the roof, everything. And he's wondering why his neighbors are upset. You know, what would be the kind thing to do in this case?
Well, the whole reason why I think somebody does that is because it's all about me. I mean, this is where this, you know, the program that Dale's talking about that I do, it's called The Simple Kindness. And it's that basically people are reaching a point in the world where they do not care about anybody else other than them. I mean, that guy could end up getting paint for, you know, 37 cents a gallon or something like that. And he painted it, but he also could have been angry at the neighbors. I mean, I see that a lot, too, for people's way of saying, you know, being unkind to everybody. And you know, I think the biggest thing for me is that you don't go overboard either way. It's that when I travel, I talk with people. I mean, I enjoy it. I'm not angry. And yet there are so many angry, unkind travelers, and they're the ones that have awful experiences, and they're upset all the time. A lot of this is your own peace of mind.
Dale, there is something that gentleman who painted his entire house bright pink, and I saw the pictures. Wow, that house is pink. Did you know that gray on the color wheel is the opposite color of pink? He could actually buy all of his neighbors glasses that have a gray tint, and it would totally tone down the pink, actually make it a soft brown. So he could be kind and buy his neighbors tinted glasses.
I think he was probably thinking of another soft brown for his neighbors. Quite
I was thinking he might actually be able to get a product endorsement deal from Pepto-Bismol.
Mm-hmm.
He should. It looks just like a big tablet. You know, I wonder if when it gets wet, it starts to fizz or something. You know?
Well, and he could sing the song as he comes and goes from the house, and so it's
sign out front that says the cure for soft brown.
But you know, but Carolyn, here's the thing. People like that don't care about what their neighbors think. I mean, this again goes back to this kindness unkindness thing, is that people used to keep their lawns up. You know, the baby boomers in the audience know you kept your lawn up for yourself, but you did it also for the neighborhood, and it keeps home prices up, and it makes everybody look good. I mean,
you did it for your mom is who you did it for. As a kid, you could care about yourself. No.
You know, Dale, I remember I was like 12 years old, and we were at the hardware store in Montana, and I'm standing there looking at this automatic lawn sprinkler, and I'm looking at my dad and going, so I don't have to stand there with a hose? There's a machine that does this? No, my dad said, I don't need one. I got you. You know, so
that's how your mother felt the first time she saw a washing machine. So
yeah. It's like, what's the deal there?
Tim, Dad, I've been hosed.
Tim, let me ask one technical question though. Have you done the research, which I'm sure you have, that it's getting worse because of social media? Because if you read the comments on Facebook posts, I mean, people will post a picture of a puppy and people will be mean, unkind about it. Is it a social media phenomenon, or what do you think?
Well, I think social media is one of the things, but you know, you can have people that if there's any anonymity involved, people will say anything. And I believe it's whether it's a telephone, it's on social media, whatever it is, you're going to have people. There are a lot of very angry people out there. And I think part of it is even inventing. And you're right. I mean, there's times when you'll look at like a puppy where you think, you know, who could say something bad? And there's 18 people posting about it.
I can't believe you got a purebred when all those abandoned dogs are sitting in a shelter. You're supporting puppy mills.
People mistake, Carolyn. I was at an event here right back in the green room, and there's a guy tells me he's got 1 million Twitter followers. And I said, are these your friends? And he said, yeah. And I said, how many of them would help you move? You know, they're not really your friends, so to speak. But I think
The only friends I have that'll help me move are the ones I'm living with. I don't. Certain age, nobody helps you move anymore. Pizza and beer is not worth the backache.
Sleeping on the floor. There's an age where somebody goes, you come here and we'll have a party, and you can crash on the floor, and you're going intentionally.
Right. Yeah. No.
How far are you away from the Radisson? Can I Uber there?
But don't you think it's a generational thing that for some reason, you know, people just don't talk to themselves. You're right. Carolyn, they sit there and text each other, and you can say anything you want on text or anonymously, whereas seeing it eyeball to eyeball is just a very different experience.
Yeah. It's essentially you'll flip off anyone from inside your car.
That's right.
People tend
think
not to
you
do
can't
that.
See them. Do they know that it's glass? Do they get it?
But, you know, there is even a, you know, the more we try and realize that we need more kindness in the world, I found out there is a World Kindness Day, and it's November 13th, and it comes right after National Pasta Day on October 17th, and coming up on May 3rd, No Pants Day, which I think would be a very kind thing to do.
It depends who you are. It might be a very unkind thing to do, people. Be careful.
National Pants Day the next day is probably the kind thing to do. Well, you know, but I think, Dale, I think a lot of this is, it's just, you're right, it's common sense, but there is something that feels good about being kind to people. And there is something about talking with people and not at them. I mean, all of us travel a lot. And you know that when you talk with people and treat them kindly, we get treated better. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
But what if they're a butthole? You know, then what do you know? Really? I'm talking, you know, when you really get a nasty person, what do?
You know, I'm still going to be kind. You know, the bottom line with this is people try to get us to buy into the negative crap out there. Or these, I mean, I had a guy the other day, Dale, I went check in a hotel, and the guy, I don't know if he'd just been fired or what the deal was, but he was bound and determined I was going to have a bad experience checking in, and I just don't let it happen. You know, I don't buy into this stuff from these people that are like that, these angry, angry people. I just don't let them get to me anymore.
There can also be a profitability in kindness. Did you hear about the woman in North Carolina who won the 280 something million dollar lottery a couple weeks ago? She had let someone get in front of her in line being kind to buy the ticket in front of her, and turns out she bought the winning lottery ticket. So I'm just thinking on a karma money thing, I might be kinder.
Well, there was
you know what I would do, because I'm not kind? I would spend a good portion of that $280 million finding that woman that cut me off. And then just hire like an entire Indian call center firm to call her at every hour on the hour and remind her how important it is to be kind.
Well, but you know, then there's the guy that won, what is 180 million, left his ticket on the counter.
And he found him.
Yeah.
One of the other people picked it up, kept it, and gave it to him. And I imagine they'll give him like 10 bucks or something, you know, to make it all better. But you know,
it's gold. Yeah.
You know, the biggest thing is that I've watched over and over where it takes one idiot, one ass that's out there being angry. And if I buy into that, it just keeps going. And people just can't seem to let it go. And I just don't let it happen anymore. And I've had people stand there and treat me poorly when I've been traveling. I just let it go. I'm not going to be a part of it anymore.
Wow.
Just
you're
not
a
worth
very
it.
Special person. You know, you just, I don't know, you know, I don't know what else to say, because Tim and I right now, we're kind of grouchy.
And so get this, you guys, if you're not used to practicing kindness, I found an app. So there's technology, you know, we did our technology show a couple weeks back. There is technology to help with everything. There is actually an app called the kindnessapp.com, and it's in the Play Store and the Apple Store. And it actually, it's like a food tracking app only for acts of kindness. And it asks you, what act of kindness did you do today? And what did you do? And then it gives you a little smiley face after you insert your act of kindness. And it's a reminder to be kind. Now, I'm hoping, please God, that I don't need this app, right? Of course, I think I don't need a food tracking app either. And apparently that's not true either. But I'm hoping I don't need a kindness tracking app. I hope I'm a kind. I see myself as a fairly kind person generally, but I just found this really cool. So if our listeners want to get it, it's the kindness app. It's kind of neat.
Well, so Carolyn, though, let me ask you this. What do you define as someone being kind?
Being non-selfish, not being totally unselfish. But if somebody's really in a hurry and I'm at the grocery store and they've got two items standing behind me and they look like they're in a hurry, I'll say, do you want to go in front of me? When I get on an airplane, you know, because we all do travel a lot, if there's a couple and they're not sitting together, I'll say, do you guys want to sit together? And unless it's a middle seat in the back and a long flight, which I won't then, you know, ask to change, but I'll offer to change seats with somebody. Those I think are small kindnesses. Oh, and whenever I make banana bread, because it's the one thing I can make, I bring a piece to my next door neighbors because they're an older couple and they like my banana bread. So I'll make it and bring them a couple pieces. So is that kind?
Well, see, I think you're catching on to this, is that it's doing something intentional. You know, I was in Chicago the other day. Dale came and picked me up, took me out to lunch, paid for my lunch, took me to the airport, you know, and you can tease about being a curmudgeon sometimes, Dale, but that was incredibly kind of you to do that.
And it's also a tax write-off for me.
And also a tax write-off.
The government doesn't write off kindnesses, Dale. Sorry.
No, why do you think he invited him to be a guest kindness on the show? He's now deductible.
I think where most people have trouble, it's like I was standing at a hotel and was talking to this clerk a little bit about it. And the guy looked at me and he said, how could I be kind? No kidding. 22, 23 years old. He just said, I can't treat anybody differently. And I said, well, when I check in this hotel, where are you supposed to put me? And he says, we start placing you at the very end of the hallway and move forward. We bunch people together because it's easier for housekeeping. And I said, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. where do you think I want to be? Where would be a nice thing to do? And he said, I could put you right the very first room. And I said, isn't that right near the elevator? You know, and he goes, yeah. And I said, so what if you were to just put me two or three doors down from the elevator? Why would that be so hard? And he goes, I could do that. And I said, that's kindness. And I think that there's whole generation or generations of people that know, they just don't know that treating somebody different doesn't mean a bad thing.
Well, I think for millennials, though, I think the word kind is just a grade of weed.
Well, Tim, we've got to wrap it up. So I'd like to get a commitment from everybody. What act of kindness are you going to do today? One at a time, please.
Carolyn, you go first.
Oh, wow. Okay.
An act of kindness you're going to do today.
For a person or for my puppy, because I could take him to get his nails trimmed, because that would be kind, so he doesn't slip on the wood floor. Is that kind, yeah, or is that just...
No, that's a convenience for kind you. So
yeah, that's a convenience for the new wood floor you just put in.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, I'll have to leave my house to do something kind for somebody else, because there's nobody here with me today. So you guys go first, and I'll think about it.
You could make a phone call to somebody. You could call them up, say, hey, I was just thinking about you, or you could write them a card.
I did that for a friend of ours from NSA, actually an old friend of ours who I hadn't seen in ages. I saw a greeting card that reminded me of her, and I actually sent her a little greeting card note saying, hey, haven't seen you in a couple of years, just thinking about you, hoping you're doing well. And I did put it in the mail, I swear.
There you go, you're covered. Tim, what are you going to do for a kind thing?
I'm gonna go next door to my neighbor's house and show them the pink paint I bought, and tell them if they don't like it that they have the opportunity to paint it themselves.
That's funny.
Mr. Guard, how are you gonna make somebody feel kinder today?
Or they get the soft brown? Is that the other?
I'll probably get the soft brown in a flaming paper bag on my doorstep.
And I figure it's my act of kindness. If anybody comes to my house uninvited, I'm going to aim high. That will be my
That's always good. So I'm up in my wife's office today. I'm going to make sure that I pick up every little gadget off of the desk here and make sure that it's all gone, because it drives her crazy. Because sometimes just doing something to avoid people from getting upset, that's an act of kindness too.
There you go. And a few people out in the audience listening to us, you're saying, what can we do to be kind?
Just do one thing,
and that would be to listen to this podcast on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, it don't cost nothing, and perhaps a comment saying, you kind folks are the best thing that ever happened to me in my life. And if that's true, I feel very, very sorry for you.
And you can always check Tim out at TimGard, TimGard.com.
Yeah, or the Tim's other Tim at TimSlagle.com.
TimSlagle.com, TimGard.com, CarolynStrauss.com, or DaleIrvin.com. We all have our .coms. We'd love to hear from you. Also, AnotherDayAboveGround.com, where you can leave us a message or write us a note on there. That being said, thank you very much, Tim Guard, coming in all the way from Portland, Oregon. Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you, Tim Slagle. We'll see you folks back here next week when it's going to be another day above ground.
And that's it for another day above ground. For Dale, Tim, and Carolyn, I'm Farad Muhammad. Thanks for listening.